It is my honor and pleasure to share our capabilities and experiences in coping with climate change while sustaining our price competitiveness by, maybe some of the morning session speakers said, building continuous nuclear power plants with the strong support of the supply chain in Korea. First of all, let me briefly explain the current status of nuclear power in Korea. In Korea, nuclear power plants account for 18% of installed capacity and 24% of electricity generation and are responsible for base loads. KHNP is the only nuclear operator in Korea, owned by Korean government and employs more than 12,000 experts in nuclear power. KHNP has business areas such as nuclear, hydro, pump storage, and renewables. However, KHNP is the most specialized company in nuclear power, where NPPs produce 95% of the total electricity generation. Korea first introduced nuclear power in the 1970s and has continuously built nuclear power plants for the past 50 years. Currently, 25 nuclear power plants are in operation in Korea, and 8 nuclear power plants are under construction in Korea and in the UAE. This slide shows the current status of NPPs in Korea. We operate 25 nuclear power plants at 5 sites, and 4 NPPs are being built as Haeul and Hanul nuclear power sites. This photo shows 4 APR 1400 under construction in the UAE. This is as of December 12, 2018, and is posted on the Emirates Nuclear Energy Corporation webpage. KHNP completed construction of Baraka Unit 1 in March 2018, and the regulatory body of UAE is in the final stages of review for the operating license. Baraka Unit 1 is expected to begin commercial operation in February 2020. This year, the Korean nuclear industry had 2 good news. First, the APR 1400 received the final design certification from the US NRC in August. The APR 1400 is the first nuclear reactor from the country outside of the United States to be received design certification from NRC. In October 2017, the EU APR was also certified in accordance with the European utility requirements. Second, Shingori Unit 4 started commercial operation. It is a Gen 3 nuclear power plant. In August, KHNP completed all commissioning tests, including the power assertion test, and started commercial operation. Shingori Unit 4 is the second APR 1400 MPP to start commercial operation after the Shingori Unit 3. After starting commercial operation in December 12, 2016, Shingori Unit 3 achieved one-cycle trouble-free operation for 389 days until January 12, 2018, when it stopped for fuel reloading. And this once again proved the excellence of Korea's Gen 3 nuclear power plants. For your reference, Korea has developed APR 1400 to improve economic efficiency. However, there are demands for 1,000 megawatt nuclear power plants in European countries, including Czech Republic. Therefore, KHNP is pursuing EUR certification for APR 1000 to participate in 1,000 megawatt nuclear power build project in Europe. Next, let me talk about the role and contribution of nuclear power plants in Korea. As you can see, maybe just like Japan, Korea is located in East Asia, and Korea is the country where oil and gas are not produced. And 3 sites are surrounded by the sea, and the continent is blocked by North Korea. So it's just like Japan, it's an island. So electricity cannot be imported and exported. This photo shows Korea from the satellite at night. Brightly lit lights speak of Korea's economic development. However, about 50 years ago, South Korea would have looked similar to North Korea at the top of this photo. So, how did Korea become recognized as one of the most noteworthy economic developments in the 20th century? I think Korea's economic development is based on Korea's electricity supply policy, which is based on nuclear power. Korea has continuously built 26 nuclear power plants over the last 50 years. In addition, Korea operated MPPs at base load to produce cheap and stable electricity. Based on these, Korea has been able to develop industries such as semiconductors, electronics, automobiles, steel, and shipbuilding. Korea is a country that is slightly larger than the Czech Republic and has a population of 51 million. Korea is 110th in the world by area and 27th by population. However, as you can see, Korea is a nuclear powerhouse. Korea's MPPs ranks 5th in the electricity generation, 6th in terms of net installed capacity. And they are in 4th place in the percentage of the energy mix. Through the continuous construction of nuclear power plants, Korea increased the electricity supply in accordance with the expected electricity demands and supplied electricity stably. In addition, Korea supplied electricity at a low price through nuclear power, which is the cheapest energy source to develop industries and lead the national economic growth. Based on nuclear power, Korea's electricity prices are still competitive, and electricity prices rose by only 50%, while consumer prices have risen 270% over the last 3 decades. So far, we have talked about the economic growth of Korea through nuclear power. From now on, we will talk about nuclear power for future generations. Acts for economic activity entail greenhouse gas emissions. And as you know, greenhouse gas emissions cause global warming and climate change. In recent years, climate change has become so severe that it is said to be a climate crisis. I visited Trebitsch in June and heard the following story. The average temperature in Trebitsch is rising. When I was a boy, I was able to play ice hockey outside, but these days they cannot because of the warm weather in the winter. Global warming is not just a story of icebergs or polar bears. Climate change is a story about us and our future generations. 34% of the Earth will be desertified by 2050, and sea levels will rise by 65 centimeters by 2100. The catastrophe of global warming has already begun. Should we leave it as it is, or should we try to go back? We will have to revolt for our future generations. To stop global warming, we need to reduce our carbon emissions. This slide shows the carbon emissions by sector. You can see that carbon emissions are high in the order of electricity production, industry, and transportation. Today, I will talk only about the electricity production we are interested in. As you can see, the main sources of carbon emission are coal and oil, given the various sources for electricity production. In fact, 50 years ago and now, coal and oil make up about 80% of carbon emissions. Hydropower, nuclear power, and wind power emit the least carbon dioxide. Therefore, we need to convert traditional power plants using coal and oil into nuclear and renewables. However, there are still problems of inefficiency in renewables such as solar and wind power. This slide shows the areas of the site used to produce the same electricity. To produce 26 TWh per year, the nuclear power plant needs 1,600 acres of land. However, to produce the same amount of electricity, solar power requires 94 times the land, and wind power needs 150 times the land. In addition to the land usage, solar and wind are inefficient in terms of capacity factor. As I mentioned earlier, the nuclear power plant still holds advantages in the cost of generating electricity. Considering the cleanness, limited land use, economic feasibility, and utilization rate, nuclear power is the best choice of energy for future generations. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change under the UN also emphasized the role of nuclear power in addressing climate change in a report earlier this year. I hope that the Czech Republic will build new nuclear power plants according to the schedule so that the Czech Republic can take both birds with one stone, the national economic growth and the response to climate change. Nuclear power is the energy that can make a better environment for our future generations. Thank you for your attention.